Alishu Chelek Beis, Alishu Chelek Beis Dav Kuf Tes, the 8th chapter. Redas HaTorah V'Yis'alus Ba. It's a reciprocal process, the Torah coming down and the individual rising up. Dibano al Yesh HaHalacha Pesukah, we spoke in the previous chapter about the uprightness, the straightness of the Halacha, whereas both opinions can most often be characterized as Eilu V'Eilu Dibakim Chayim, the Halacha is the Hachra'a, and that happens through Yeshu. Yeshu himida merkazis b'Torah. It's a fundamental, central aspect of the Torah. Hen b'derech nisinasah, both in the way that it was given, v'hen b'derech ha'avodah bo, and the way that it is practiced. Miginzei meremim horid haKadosh Baruch Hu et haTorah el haKlal Yisrael b'fisgas madregasoi. So from the supreme heights, from the treasury on high, haKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah to Klal Yisrael at its peak. And he brought the Torah into situations of chet and yetzahara, ad shegam b'shevel amadega, even at the lowest levels, uvadiyuta hatachtona, mamash at the bottom of the barrel, at the very lowest levels, himachazira esadam Yisrael lemutav. The Torah is the power to bring a person back to the right path. Hu asher amu chazal. Chazal comments on this pasuk, tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and straight. Al kein yorech ha-to'im boderech. A pasuk in Tehillim. Therefore, he directs, he guides the sinners on the path. And Chazal comment, lama to'iv, shu yashar. Ve'lama yashar, shu to'iv. These two concepts are intertwined with another. Good and straight. Shu mu'ireh derech la'shevim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the way, designates, indicates, guides the correct path for those who are returning. The author comments, Hashem is barach toiv shirotze b'kiyum ha-nivra'im. Good in that he wants the nivra'im to endure. This is based on the Ramban. The Ramban in Bereishis, Vayah Elokim ki toiv. The Torah says a number of times, and the Ramban explains, what does that mean that he saw something is good? The Ramban explains, toiv means to judge that something is worthy of enduring, of being here. And this is what the author is saying over here. Toiv shirotze b'kiyum ha-nivra'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as good in the sense that he wants those that he created to endure, to carry on, to thrive. V'lachen hu mamshich kav ha-yosher shel tirasov v'ezasov. And therefore he extends this straight line of Torah and assistance ad ha-nemucha shebamadregos, all the way to the lowest possible level of an individual. Now the reciprocation, the oisak of Shri Yoshe, but the same line, meshamesh gam derech aliyah lehazichim leshifo v'serasov ashehem sham. That same line serves also as a path of growth, a path of ascent for those who earn that outpouring for the Torah. Ba'asher hem sham, this of course a paraphrase of what the Torah says about Yishmael, ba'asher hu sham, v'yishma Hashem eskol ha-na'ar, whoever he is. And Chazal, of course, comment, even though Hashem knew that he would later on fail, at that moment he was a tzaddik. So the author is using it in that sense. This line serves as a path for a person to grow wherever he is, even if he's on the lowest level. So first we're going to look at these concepts in the context of bringing the Torah down, and afterwards the path that brings the individual all the way up. Let's see. Paragraph Aleph. Hatira ha'isa kesuv Aleph v'nav yisborach be'ish shechorah al gabe ish levana. This we saw before. It's a Gemara and various midrashim that make this point. The Torah is written with a black fire upon a white fire. Tav kuf ein dalis de reis, 976 generations lifnei shenivra ha'olam. It's based on the pasuk davatzi vale elef doir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded for 1,000 generations. Chazal make a certain calculation and make this cryptic statement that Torah was there so many generations before the world was created. Moshe Rabbeinu hirida milemala lemata. Moshe Rabbeinu then brought it into this world. Eich yicholim bnei adam kirotzei chomer lavin haTorah kedoma. How can physical, material beings, such as human beings, understand this ancient Torah, this Torah that preceded the world in some sense? So the Ramban writes famously in his introduction to his Perush Oide yesh b'yadeinu kabbalah shel emes. We have a kabbalah. We have a tradition. Kichol ha'tira kula shemisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Torah is composed of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'atevois mitzalkos l'shemois b'inan echad. The words can be separated, punctuated, read in such a way that they express names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says the entire Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nir'e sh'atira ha'kesuva b'eish shechora al gba eish levana. This concept of the Torah written with a black fire upon a white fire, it's referring, Chazal are alluding to this concept of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that primeval Torah, it wasn't, the words weren't separated. It was Ksivare Tzufa, the words, so to speak, were written continuously as a string of letters, bli hefsek tevois, without the words being distinct from one another. And therefore, you could read it by reading the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just a string of letters, and if you know how, you can then read particular names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that string of letters. However, the way we read it, it's separated in such a way that it conveys certain concepts and certain mitzvois. So it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in that fashion, accessible to us, that we can read, and it says mitzvah of tefillin or mitzvah of basar bechalav, things like that. Then in sarloi alpe ki yasa b'shemois, but he was taught by alpe how to read the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this string of letters. That's the Ramban. The author says ilu zachinu leluchos harishonim, had we merited to keep the first luchos, in other words, had there not been chet ha'egel, the Torah would not be forgotten. Bichlal. That's a Gemara in Eruvin Daf Nun Dalet. Furthermore, a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. It would be a situation of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Klal Yisrael would be at the level of Techiyas HaMeisim. On that level, clearly, involvement in Torah would have been utterly different from the way that we engage with the Torah after Chet Egel. When a person is on the level of Techiyas HaMeisim, clearly the Torah functions differently. The mitzvahs take on a different form. The way that I usually conceive of it is with the common experience of water that can exist as liquid water or as steam or as ice. When you have them in those forms, in those phases, as a physicist would say, they behave very differently. Somebody who'd come from Mars, never having seen water before, let's say, as an intellectual exercise, wouldn't necessarily accept that ice is the same as steam. And we would say, with our knowledge, it's the same thing, it's H2O. It really is very different. The behavior of ice and the behavior of steam are completely different to one another. Ice is a solid, steam is a gas. Very great difference, but at root it's all H2O, it's the same molecule. What the author is saying is at the level of Techiyas HaMeisim, the Torah divides, so to speak, into mitzvois, in inverted commas, that are not the way that we have them. They function differently, obviously, because it's a different level of existence, different form of existence altogether. And then after Chet Egel, it rearranges. The author continues, Ulai hayuz az zochim lizgalus ta'amei Torah. Possibly also, if they hadn't Chet Egel, they would have merited to understand all the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Mashit zafuika esarak b'achris emi. What we can anticipate to happen only at the end of days, to really understand ta'amei Torah. Achloi zachinu lazeh biklal Chet Egel. We didn't merit that. Yoim nisinas halochos ashniim. When the second lochos were given, it's a new matan Torah. It's a new receiving of the Torah. That's the Ramban on Parashas Ki Sisa. Like we say, it's a new form of the Torah. As we say in Achrei Mois. Through the second Luchois, it's a different state. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them within the Tum'ah, within the Chet. Me'atah, now, as opposed to before the Chet, the Ikar Avodah is to battle with Yetzer Hara, regarding which Chazal say, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Lo Tira Tavlin. That the Torah is, the Ikar of it is to battle Yetzer Hara. נמצאיס כל התירה כולה. What Chazal are telling us, the entire Torah, as soif kol ha-madrigos ha-elyonos sheba, even the very highest levels of it, hi ach ve-rak tavlin la-yetzer. It's whatever tavlin is, antidote, whatever exactly you want to describe it as, for the yetzer hara. Ve-ha-amel bah kol tzokoi, and one who toys in the Torah sufficiently, ze-yichel ha-mtik es-yitzoi, can use this aspect of the Torah as tavlin to la-mtik es-yitzoi ulefchol le-tov, and transform the yetzer hara into tov. Sugiya arucha isham v'kiddushin. It's an explicit sugiya there in Kiddushin. Tanu Rabbanon v'samtam. Yeah, from the Shema v'samtam lo'isa l'adecha. You shall place these words of the Torah. Chazal tell us it's a hint, it's an allusion to samtam, a potion, yeah, medication. Nimshila Torah le'samtam. The Torah is compared to a potion. Mashal le'av shikas b'no makaraba. Chazal compared to a situation of a father who hit his child severely. And then he bandaged the wound. And he said to his son, "Bni, my son, kol zman sheretiyah zo al gabei makaschah, as long as you keep the bandage on the wound, echoil mashenascha ushese mashenascha, you can eat or drink whatever you wish. No restrictions on your diet. Urchoitz ben bechamin ben metzonen, you can wash, you can bathe, hot water, cold water, whatever you wish. Ve'enat amisere, you don't have to worry about anything. Ve'im atam avira, however, if you dare to remove the bandage, harim ala numi." It'll be infested. It'll be a very serious medical situation. That's Chazal. Hari kol haTorah iretia. The mashal is very clear. There's nothing obscure about this. The Torah is a bandage. Tachboishes al gabei makas yetzera shlukenu ba. It's a bandage over the wound called yetzera with which we've been stricken after chaytegel. Zeis velo yoseh. It's a bit surprising. Nothing more. That's what's described. There's a black fire written upon a white fire. Chazal uses terminology. I created the Yetzirah. I created the Torah as the antidote. Hayetzirah hu b'ri'ah bo'ilam hazeh. Yetzirah was created. Ve'livri'ah zeh horid HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam es ha'tirah l'soch matzav shel milchemes ha'yetzirah. And into this creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah into the situation of the war. That's the Torah that we are involved in. What is the relationship between the form of the Torah that we have and the form that existed before the world? Again, the analogy of the water and the ice. That's what we're asking. We know it's the same thing at root. It's the same thing in chemical, physical terms. It's H2O. But what's the relationship between the appearance of H2O as ice, a block of very cold solid, and steam, which is a very hot gas? What is the relationship between the Torah that we have and the Torah that preceded the world? Hinei ala pasuk v'asher lo yitzada v'elokim ina liyadoi. Regarding that pasuk that speaks about inadvertent killing, the person did not ambush his victim. It was an accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it into his hand. You know, he was chopping wood and the metal bit slips and ricochets and kills someone. Kosav Rashi quotes Chazal. V'lama tetze zeis milefanav? Why should such things issue from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why should such a thing occur? Hu she'amar David, so David HaMelech refers to it in the Pasuk, kasher yomar mashal hakadmoini, as the ancient mashal says, "Mereshaim yetzei resha." We have this phrase over here, "Mashal kadmoini." Says the author, "Mashal kadmoini atira." It's a reference to the Torah. "Ve'yaus l'Hashem zeh." It's an appropriate name. "Ki atira hametzuya beyadeinu," the Torah that we have, what we call Torah, "misyacheses le'isah tira shekadman olam," relates to the Torah that preceded the world. Kumoi hamashal el hanimshal, in the same relationship as the parable to the lesson. Now this is a remarkable point. I used before the analogy of the relationship between the molecular structure of water and its appearance in the world. It's H2O physically, and it's either water or ice or steam. The author here, based on Chazal and what the Pesukim say, gives us a different and I think a deeper idea of the relationship between the Torah that we have and the Torah that preceded the world. It's a relationship between the Mashal and the Nimshal. That's remarkable. HaMashal v'HaNimshal imdim b'yachas haduk, k'shem adukim zeh b'zeh. The mashal and nimshal, when you have the parable and the point, the lesson that is being taught through it, they have a tight relationship. They cleave to one another. They are attached to one another. Venisim bad bevad al gabam es gufo nidoin. They together carry the subject matter. The mashal and the nimshal together carry the subject matter. Kol nekuda unkuda begufo shel hamashal. Every single point in the parable, yesh nekuda makbila begufo shel hanimshal. There's a parallel point in the nimshal. So whenever we speak about a mashal, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and he has a daughter, and he's marrying her off, and he doesn't wish to separate from her. Each point in the mashal, it's the king; in the nimshal, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a parallel. The daughter in the mashal is the Torah in the nimshal. And every point is a parallel. V'hakbala zoi, he hametzaref es hamashal ves hanimshal ha'dodi. That parallel, it's what binds together the mashal and the nimshal, ad kedei yitziras koma achida, to the point where you have one body, haklula mimashal v'nimshal. That's the overall construction that is built from the mashal and the nimshal. That's a relationship between the Torah that we have and the mashal hakadmoni, and the Torah as it existed previously. Harei hatera kula shel alechois hashniim, the entire Torah in our form that we have it. Ad hamadregos elonos sheba, as we said, all the way to its supreme levels, hira'ach v'rak tevlin ha'yetzer. It is a means of transforming the yetzara. Basugya bekidushin, that Gemara that we quoted earlier, mevire ayal inyan haretia lamaka, the Gemara discusses this concept of the bandage on the wound, mi pasuk, from the following pasuk, haloim teitiv se'eis, the Rebbe says to Cain, you know, after he kills, after he rejects his offering, if you improve, okay, and if you do not improve, la petach chatas oivetz. And Rashi explains, se'eis tisnase al yitzrecha, you'll be able to rise above your yitzhara. בזה גילה רשי כיצד התורה משחררת את האדם משליטת יצרו. This is how Rashi reveals to us in that pasuk how the Torah liberates the person from domination of his yetzara. He merimemes oyisuv alav. It raises the person above the yetzara. And here the author explains it. This is a remarkable insight. כמה דרכים ישנם במלחמת היצר. There are different ways, different approaches, strategies in battling the Yetzirah. And Chazal therefore refer to them with different terminologies. Margize sitzoi, sometimes Chazal say. This is margiz, le'olam yadam margize sitzoi. That's one terminology which connotes one strategy. Roide oisoi, to suppress the Yetzirah. Mizgaber alav, rekamet, various things. Umefatpet beitzoi. V'chol elem ofanim ketzad yilachem bo. All of these, Margiz, Rode, Mizgame, Mefatpet, are ways of battling against Yetzirah. However, V'inei Batura Yesh Oiderech Hana'ala Meifanim Ele. There's another path which supersedes these ways. V'hu Hayisnas'us Me'alav, to rise above the Yetzirah. Hatziul Hazeh, the illustration, which is a very powerful illustration. Tinoik Haruchev El Makel V'omesh Hazesus, a child playing with a hobby horse. He's got his little broomstick and it's decorated as a horse and he's running around on his horse. Keshigdal shuv'eino sezus, at a certain age, he outgrows this. He stops playing with the hobby horse. Ku yodea achshav she'eino makel sezus, because he knows that the stick is not a horse. Vezoes bli milchamayim atzmo shechnoi. He doesn't need to battle with himself. He doesn't need to convince himself at the age of 15 not to play with the hobby horse. Ela pashut mipnish, he's bagay. He's just, he's matured. That's what Rashi is telling us on that pasuk. You'll just overcome it because it becomes so trivial. Well, a person at that stage doesn't need to battle with it and suppress it and overcome it. And it's a different mahalach altogether to just rise above the Yetzirah. Aval. Nonetheless, kashe yetzer hara. Yetzer hara is very difficult, powerful adversary. Shafilu yetzeroi kera oira. Even its creator, Kadosh Baruch Hu, calls it evil. Shenemar ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra mine urav. Pasuk at the beginning of the Torah. Yetziran yira'ahu. It is a phenomenal creation. Hare leis asar ponui mine. That's a phrase from Kabbalah. There's no space in the universe free of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No place which is empty of His presence. Aretz kevoidoy, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is the same idea, that the entire universe is permeated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kichol hanivra, me'ashemesh ad ha'tolas, anything created, whether it's something as gigantic as a sun, all the way to a tiny worm. It's a tiny spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance. In every good deed, there's closeness to the Creator. It doesn't even have to be a good deed, a correct thought. The possibility of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Correct thought, correct speech, correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, it permeates the entire existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality of separation from Him, the possibility that there should be distance from Him, chalal reik, an empty space, a void, where it's missing, it's empty of sparks of holiness. That's the possibility of chait. Bechol chait tamul rechuk maboy. Every chait incorporates distance from the Creator. V'yeshnan medegos obos, of course, there are many, many levels. Bechait kal tamun gam kin rechuk. With a less severe transgression, there's still distance. One creates a distance, a barrier, a void. Achadayin adam bichlalo kerov l'Hashem. But the person as a whole is still close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other extreme, bechait shel koris chas v'chalila. Doimei adam le'anaf. The person resembles a branch that's been cut off from the tree. His spiritual sustenance is just cut off, and we know the end of a branch cut off from a tree. That's what Koris is. In those three averos, tamun richuk muchlat, that incorporates total, absolute distance, where there's no closeness possible. That's what we mean when you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created evil, this existence of a void, a distance from Him. If this, what we're speaking about, the creation of evil, is a wonder, it's something which is one of the great mysteries of creation, then creation of the Torah as an antidote to that is doubly wondrous. It can transform this void into a place of closeness. It sweetens the yetzer to the point where it becomes a positive force within the person. Chazal take it so far. They say in the Zohar, il malei yetzer hara chedvasa deshmata lo lehave. This is remarkable. If not for the Yetzer Hara, there would not be the joy of learning. This is remarkable. That's how far the Torah can take and transform this void, which is the epitome of evil, into the epitome of good. We've learned so far that the Torah guards, preserves a person from transgression, protects him. However, v'inei Torah k'desha yoredes, it goes even further. It penetrates into the depths of the chait. Ki, we started off the session with the pasuk. Ki toiv v'yashar Hashem al ken yorech chato'im baderech. Hashem is good and straight, therefore He instructs the sinners on the path. V'inei nifsak le'alacha. The Rambam paskens in l'chois Talmud Torah, based on the Gemara. Ein melamdin el ha'tamid hagun. We only teach Torah to a decent person, no'e b'masav, who has good deeds, oiletam, or at least a power of individual. Aval im hoilech b'derech lo'i tova, if the individual is already walking on an incorrect path, Machazerin say Latova. We don't teach him. We bring him back Latova to decent behavior. Umanigino say Beder Yishara, we guard him on a straight path. Uvoid kino say, then we check. Vachakach machnesino se levesa midrash. It's remarkable. Most people are not aware of this Rambam, and we're not learning halacha at the moment, but the Rambam seems to, and this is a Gemara. You know, we first return him to the path of regular behavior, good behavior. Only then do we teach him Torah. Furthermore, Bamru, Chazal say in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kol Hashene LeTalmid She'eno Hagun, a person who teaches a Talmid whose behavior is inappropriate, Kezerek Evele Makulis, is like Avodah Zarah. This is a form of Avodah Zarah, to throw a stone to Makulis. That's the Avodah of Makulis. Vamru Oid, another statement along the same lines. My dichsiv, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Vela rasha omar Elohim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the rasha, ma lecha lesaper chukai? Why are you involved in matara? I don't want you to be involved in matara. And Chazal comment, omar Kadosh Baruch Hu ledoeg harasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to doeg, ma lecha lesaper chukai? I'm not interested in your Torah learning. Harei rasha mamash asul elamdoi. Chazal was saying that it's forbidden to teach Torah to a rasha. Ve'in tam belimudoi. There's no benefit and there's nothing good about his learning. Nonetheless, even though we have these statements, it says in the introduction to the Midrash on Eicha, the pasuk says, now the simple pshat in this pasuk, they forsook me and they didn't observe my Torah. That's a simple pshat. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is complaining. The Jewish people have left me, they never kept my Torah. But Chazal comment, Halevai oisi azvu vesterasi shamaru. Halevai, it would only be that, even if they left me, but as long as I observe the Torah. Mitoch sheimis askinba, through involvement in the Torah, hamaoir shebah hayam achazirani mutav. The light in the Torah would bring them back. You can see that there's a tension between these different statements of Chazal. Says the author, HaRasha HaLoimet Torah Eino Yechol Argish B'Kedushasam. That the Rasha is learning Torah, cannot sense, is desensitized himself to its Kedusha. Uv'chol Zeis, but the second statement of Chazal here teaches us, Im Ulamed Eisah Al Derech Shelomdim Chokhmah, if he at least learns it in an open way, Gam Chokhmah Satera Kom Ira, the wisdom of the Torah is so powerfully illuminating, Sheleat Leati Machaziratu Lemutav, that has the power to gradually return him to the good. Ramchal Kosav Kizeu Soid. Ramchal says, this is a Soid. And he gives you the reference in Derech Hashem. Vineyer Einu, but we just showed Yasul Adam Doitz, but to teach this person, Uvanigle Einerch Belimudav, on the superficial level, there's no value to his learning. Uvchol Zeh still Yeshreis Barach Boikea V'Yored El Toch Nivchei Achid. Hashem's Yosher, this straightness, penetrates, goes down into the chait. V'Yechnis B'Sarasez Gula Kazeh. So Kadosh put into the Torah such a property. Sh'ama'or Sheba Yachol Achzir Gam Chit'im U'Rasha'im L'Mutav. That the light in the Torah can bring back sinners and Rasha'im, can bring them back in a wondrous way, and guide them on the path. Zeukav Yeshri. So this is the first part of what we're discussing. That's Hashem's straightness. It brings down the story that preceded the world. The story that was written with a black fire upon a bright fire. Ad Luchos Rishonim to the level of Luchos Rishonim, Ve'ad Shneim, and all the way down to a different form of the Torah. Liyos Kula Tavil Yetzir. So that the entire Torah, the entire Torah is Tavlin Leitzer. Ve'ad ha'yisa ma'or lo'yizvei Hashem. To the point where it becomes mamash at the bottom, at the very, very lowest levels, a light for those who have even forsaken Hashem. What we have to do in paragraph base is the opposite, to see how it's a, the same straightness is a path of growth for the individual. Adkan.